He who shapes the heavens with understanding, his loving kindness lasts forever. So just to understand a little bit further, what is this, what is Tevuna? Shem Shofar Hashem points out, Tevuna is Bina, logical deduction from the interaction of lots of different factors. And also, practical insights that come as a result of the combination of different circumstances. So, for example, he brings another pasuk in Tehillim about David HaMelech, Visvinais Kapa V'Yenachim, that David HaMelech wields the royal scepter and the reins which he has in his hands in order to lead his people with insight and also have judicious foresight into the consequences of the interaction of all the nations' relationships. I mean, when you have lots of moving parts, complex interactions, that's when you need Tevuna. Develop it a little bit further. If Shamayim means the entirety of all heavenly bodies, then the position and the orbit of each of those bodies should really be influenced by an interaction of its own dimensions and distance from similar bodies with all of the other planets. And therefore, this is the best possible word to use, Tevuna. This is Hashem's wisdom, his infinite wisdom, where he takes into account the effects of every interaction upon every individual planet. Which is why we say Tayla Eretz al Blima, which we say in the pasuk in Eiv, we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Blima, Tayla Eretz al Blima. Balaam is to shut off or to inhibit or to rein or to check. What does this mean? This is where you have natural forces mutually limiting each other and almost cancelling out each other's influence. Even if on the other hand, Shamayim means the extraterrestrial world, solely in terms of its relationship to Earth, then again, it's still Hashem's Tevuna, his judicious wisdom, that turned over the heavens and all the forces to work together on behalf of the earth. So what we're saying here is this is a solar system, the universe, is a very complex system with lots of moving parts. And they all need to interact with each other. They all need to protect each other. They need to make sure they don't collide with each other. If you look at it from a geocentric perspective, from the perspective of this world, making sure that this world is indeed the perfect arena for life. Remember, the fact that the world is where it is in the solar system. If it was any closer to the sun, everything would get burnt up. If it was any further away, we'd all freeze to death and life couldn't flourish. There's Tevuna. There's so much understanding that goes into all the different aspects of the solar system, all the different aspects of the planets, so much we don't know. There's so much we don't know that creates this world as an arena for life, that sets every planet in its own orbit, that maintains distinct identity, trajectory of all the heavenly bodies. That's Tevuna. It's awesome. Especially awesome when you think about the fact there's, 100 billion stars in our galaxy and 100 billion galaxies in the universe. It's just unfathomable to Tevuna how they all interact with each other and how this world indeed is a perfect arena for life. Ki la'olam chasdo.